Tell us about your piano trio.
Well, I wrote this for the Vail Music Festival. They commission a chamber work. They have a composer in residence every year. And I just wrote it for the festival. I didn't know the performers at the time, and I explored all the piano trio literature. It's very lyrical. It's really different than Zaka. Both of those pieces were written very close to each other, probably with a couple months difference, actually, in the writing. But you would almost guess they weren't from the same composer. In the first movement, it's two movements, and they have artistic names. The first movement's called Pale Yellow. The second movement's called Fiery Red. I wanted to see if I could actually imitate the emotion of a color, but in music. So the first movement, I kind of pay tribute to Copland. I sometimes will bury little tributes in my music to composers that I like. So that has some real wide-open intervals, very slow-moving, very lyrical between the three players. And in the second movement, I paid tribute to Shostakovich because I thought his trio was so amazing when I listened to it. So that Fiery Red movement has a real kick to it. It moves from beginning to end nonstop. It's about 5 or 6 minutes, and it's a real workout for the players, the complete opposite.
Are there quotes from these composers, or just the kind of
just the kind of a little flavor of the language? It's almost like it. And if I didn't tell you about it, you might not even hear it. But once I tell people about it, they often go, "Oh, wait a minute, I hear it now." Yeah, no direct quotes, but a little of their language creeps in.
And is this a contrasting work because you wanted to change pace between these two pieces?
Yeah, I often do that. I'm fortunate enough to be able to write on just commission. And what I do is I look at the ensemble or performer who's commissioned me, and I figure out what work best for them. Like, what works do they choose to perform? And by switching up the language and the character, it keeps me interested, and I get to explore other ways of writing. But also, I find it, I try to tailor the pieces to fit the performers. Mm-hmm. So, like, I did something a couple years ago for junior high band. That was a completely different thing to write for that than a professional orchestra. So, but I think about what will interest junior high kids.
Yeah.
What kind of things would they find fascinating? So I had them actually playing with pencils on their stands. It's called rhythm stand. But it helped them cope with rhythm, different kinds of rhythms, but in a different way than they were used to on their instrument. Probably a way that they normally did when they went in for beginning band anyway, tapping on their music stands.
Well, that's wonderful that you've, and I know you have so many commissions. Well, first of all, tell us what's coming up for you.
Well, I just finished the piano concerto for Long Long. It's going to be premiered by the National Symphony in May. That was a whopper-doos of a piece. 5 months of really heavy, solid writing. I'm about to write two works for the Philadelphia Orchestra. They've commissioned two works to premiere within a week of each other in January of 08. One is a violin, chorus, and orchestra piece. And the other one is a bluegrass concerto for a bluegrass group called Time for Three. Two violins and bass. They're very good. They're Curtis-trained kids. They play in the Philadelphia Orchestra, but they form this bluegrass trio. And I think they're on leave right now because they're out touring as a group. So the Philadelphia Orchestra has commissioned both of these works.
Wonderful.
And it's kind of funny, when they called me about the bluegrass trio, I said, "Are you sure you want another piece from me, the premiere in 08? It somehow, it seemed... And then I realized I was talking myself out of a commission, and I thought, what am I doing? I also have a violin concerto on tap for Hilary Hahn, so that'll be the piece after the two Philadelphia Orchestra pieces. So,
well, it sounds like you have a lot on your plate. Is there anything that you think about doing that you'd love to do that you haven't gotten to do yet?
Well, I think I'd like to write an opera, actually. But I must confess that it's a scary. It's a big form. It seems very intimidating on about a million different levels.
Right. Do you have a particular subject?
I don't. I've actually been talking to some opera companies who have asked if I'd be interested, but I haven't settled on a story because it's something you have to live with for a couple of years.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.